Hey everyone, we have some terrible news. Due to Hurricane Ian in early October, we have actually lost the secure drive that contains several different World of Valor Ties That Bind episodes. Over the past few weeks, we've tried our best to find copies and even try to recreate the missing content, but ultimately these efforts kind of just failed. We know this will be a disappointment to many that listen to the World of Valor. We know this, and we will strive to ensure that this doesn't happen again, and we can only move forward into our season finale and into season two. But we don't expect to leave you guys all high and dry just here. We're going to provide a full synopsis of the events that occurred in the last episodes, and then finish up this episode with the only recovered part of the last episode. And of course, as this is airing, there is going to be the premiere of the World of Valor landing page with the Wiki of Valor, which is a one-stop shop to get everywhere and all the information that you would need for the World of Valor. So it would be at, I'm going to say it here, but I'm also going to put it in the description, entertainmentsuit.com/World of Valor. All the information for the World of Valor will be on that page, from our podcast, from the tabletop game itself in the rule set, from the books that we have, and any music that we have produced for the World of Valor. It will all be available on that site. It's a one-stop shop for everything World of Valor on the interwebs. Without further ado, Diabolix has accomplished its goal on every battlefield except one. They have rescued Eve, beaten the leader of the Order of the Golden Sun, and taken their base back. All that was left was for their team at the Order of the Golden Sun's base to fall back. Anger exploding at the defeat of his faction, Antonio, the co-leader of the Order of the Golden Sun, prayed to his god of choice and unleashed the power of Sol Samoon Atlas, the god of cruelty, on the remaining members of Diabolix. Left with no choice, Fade and the grunts of Diabolix were forced to flee the battlefield, with Jenny as Ruko faced the rampaging paladin alone. In a desperate bid to save their friend, Ivan chose to crash the Order of the Golden Sun's airship on top of Antonio, hoping to take him out in one hit as everyone else got to safety. Yet, due to his overwhelming power, that plan failed. As Ivan began to drown in the ocean surrounding Alexandria, Vera, Xiomaris, Damien, and Ruko were left alone to stand against the might of Antonio. Throughout their fight, the Diabolix team could not even touch Antonio as they ran circles around them. Falling into a crevice underneath the Golden Sun's base, Vera found a shrine dedicated to the god of cruelty, with captives chained on meat hooks to serve as a living sacrifice to Antonio's god. Disgusted with what she saw, Vera freed the captives and destroyed the shrine as Xiomaris continued a barrage of ammunition on Antonio. With his shrine destroyed, Antonio began to burrow into the ground after Vera to destroy the person that desecrated his god and took away his source of power. With the shrine destroyed, Vera discovered a legendary item called a god fruit. These fruits are said to give power, mimicking the god it was modeled after to the user that consumes it. This particular fruit was modeled after the god of fire, Zabar. Unwilling to let a closing in Antonio gain any more power, Vera decided to consume the fruit then and there. Upon discovering Vera and learning of what she did, Antonio brought out the full might of his lava spirit and attempted to destroy himself as well as Vera. In a stroke of genius, Vera activates Ego's flame form in order to transform into a flame that is able to escape the grasp of Antonio. As Antonio's corpse crashed into the sea, the group up top reconnected with Vera as they looked to the ocean for any signs of Ivan. As they struggled through this ordeal with Antonio, Ivan struggled with himself. Stuck in a sinking airship and drowning at the bottom of the ocean, Ivan lost complete control of his Vaconic magic and gave into it, seemingly destroying his water spirit Ichor in the process. As the seas parted in terror of this new threat, Ivan's power reverberated across the world of Vala, as his power as one of the Vaconic Eight was revealed to all. Left with little choice, Vera, Ziomaris, Damien, and Ruko took on the rampaging Vakonic. Before the battle could reach a fever pitch, Ziomaris was able to shoot Ivan with a clear thought bullet, causing him to revert to a sane frame of mind, ending the fight before any more damage could be caused. As the battlefield cleared and the storm subsided, the group finally found a place of peace before they noticed a dragon rushing to their location. And that is where we left the last episode. And so a dragon is heading all your way.
Mm-hmm.
So Ruko, you're going to fly straight up.
Yeah, I'm thinking me and the Night Stalker are going to go just straight up and at the very least split the group in terms of it can't kill all of us at once.
Okay. And so you guys hear a dragon coming. Are you guys gonna... And also Ruko yelled out that there was a dragon coming. Uh-huh. Are you guys gonna try to move at all? Or...
Yeah.
Try to scramble to the surface because worst case scenario, it shoots an attack while we're still stuck underground. So if we're at the surface, we can at least scramble in different directions.
You like move.
Yeah. So Ivan would like to get to the surface.
Okay.
Question. I know you... This is just a fleeting thought. I don't want to really do anything with the information because Ziomaris is going to flee the surface too. But one last look. Is there, like, still alive people down here?
Yeah.
Dang. Let's see what this dragon about first. I'm going to come back for them.
More pressing matters, yeah.
Oh, someone came up out of fire. Thank God, you're going to save us. Punches a wall.
You're gonna save us, right?
We're doing other things. We're stressed. There's other stuff happening.
The world doesn't revolve around you guys, alright?
There's other things going on. Now that everything's...
And... You two roll acrobatics again. And...
Dexterity, yeah? Mm-hmm. What's my dexterity? Like, +2, +3? I think +2.
+2.
I have an 11.
Sweet, you make it out.
Nice. Oh, I got a 10.
Okay, you make it out slower. And I'm guessing you're just flying out.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
And so as soon as Ivan pokes his little naked butt, just kidding, he's a pirate voice. As soon as he points his unmasked face out of the hole, the dragon stops on a dime. And a light envelops them as it drops in front of you.
No.
Adeshina Phoenix. Your master from the College of Druids.
I knew I should have done what I was going to do. I knew it. Because what I was going to do, I was going to cloak the area in...
Ash.
And, I was going to have... What's his name? Cloaking move, his shadow mist. Well, R.I.P.
And this shit is hurt. This shit's Phoenix hurt. There's like flame marks all over their body. And you can see little pock marks of blackness seemingly taking over her, like different parts of her exposed skin. But she's standing resolute and strong, looking down at you. Everyone here is under arrest by order of the College of Druids.
Under arrest?
It's a good thing I'm not there, right?
And then I bring a bottle. Got
it. You gonna try to run?
I was gonna wait until you were finished speaking.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was it.
Oh, sweet. I'm gonna turn into fire. And sneak out from under the thing. Sammy! Shadow Mist!
Scatter.
It's only 10 feet. Can I pump some more magic into it to make it spread a little wider so we can escape? No. Mm-hmm. Well, we're gonna blow the shadow mist around. What's his name? Ivan, you stay there. The thing is, if you disappear too, this looks bad. But if we disappear, it's like you didn't even know us. And you could say, yeah, I was freaked out by what was happening in the city, and I went on a rampage.
Yeah, you're right.
And the rest of us book it. And it's like, yeah, these citizens help calm me down. Oh, no. I don't know. And the rest of us book it.
What's your plan?
We leave Ivan there because he's naked and distracted.
That does
to distract the Phoenix Adeshina.
But like, are you misting or what?
Yeah, misting. But I need Ivan to know his butt has to stay here.
Do you tell him that?
Does my master even recognize me?
Yeah. That's why the dragon stopped.
That's fair.
Without a mask on.
Yeah, he emphasized that you didn't have a mask.
Fair. Okay.
Yeah, they have makeup under me.
Yeah.
Who is that?
All right. So yeah, we're gonna shadow mist this in. Mm-hmm. We're gonna shadow mist this immediate area.
Mm-hmm. How do I use?
Right, actually. How can I communicate to what's his name? He doesn't have his rat anymore. How can I communicate to Ivan to be like, don't follow us? So
that's like a performance, and then he has to roll an insight. All
right.
Okay.
Well, so get rolling, I guess. Oh, sorry.
I was gonna ask the person who actually is good at performance.
Okay.
To roll that.
You're right. What am I doing? Here I am.
How would she know that that's your plan?
You're right. No one would know. And a person with 8 charisma is gonna perform for their lives.
Dang it, 8 charisma.
We're gonna keep it succinct and easy to follow. Ziomaris is gonna look straight at Ivan, shake his head, and like do the nah, don't do it, man, don't leave motion.
Okay.
While the thumb jerk back. Yeah, we're gonna get out of here. You don't leave. Thumb jerk back, us, point to you, cut. No, we're not leaving.
Wait, you here.
Yeah, basically.
Cut it out. Was what? That a nat one?
A natural one.
A natural one.
Do I even have to roll?
Wait, and?
Let's see.
How are you interpreting?
Hold up. I think we're all forgetting something very important here.
It's nighttime.
Oh, it's nighttime. We're in the dark,
which means I get advantage on stealth.
But what time is it canonically at this point? Like,
I would say like 7. How long is that whole thing?
It's only like
6:30.
We're gonna shadow miss. We're gonna stealth advantage, and we're gonna peace out. Shadow mist. 6. I'm so sorry.
I have to write his response.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. You're
roll
right.
An insight.
Okay.
I got a nat 1. I was right for contingency.
You sent him some kind of message.
15. Because insight's wisdom, yeah?
Yes.
Then yeah, 15.
That's not enough.
Okay.
So what you get is... Uh-huh. Me? Run? You're right. I'm not going to be able to fight my teacher. So I got to get out of here. Okay.
Okay.
And then you decide if you want to do that.
Okay.
Now.
Now.
I haven't tucked away.
We're gonna do shadow mist, and we're gonna scatter. Shadow mist directly around this area that they're in.
Roll a perception.
That we're gonna peace out. Okay. I'm gonna roll a perception then. Start. 17.
You not see it as a dark figure lands on you.
A dark figure lands on top of me?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do I see it?
Roll a perception.
The dark figure
lands
on your mark.
Okay, 19 or 19. I got it both times. Yeah. So that's an 18.
You saw them get dropped off by someone else.
Like unrelated?
Huh?
Unrelated to the...
It's not the dragon.
Okay, so there a second dark figure carrying a third dark figure showed up, and the third dark figure got dropped on Ziomaris' shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Do I recognize them?
No. They are in a complete armored suit. Which resembles a dragon's head.
Oh no.
As they land on your back and they grip you by the neck, Xiomaras.
What are you doing here?
And I'm playing dumb.
Do they recognize Xiomaras?
That is.
Keep the mask on.
This is a deception roll?
Oh my god, I can't.
And I got 17, and I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my god.
What did you get?
17?
Okay, I beat the deception roll with a 17 insight.
Huh. So is there just a moment where he's unsure for a second, and he's like, wait, no!
A lot of bad things are happening. Do you just want to leave? because there's still one more person in the sky.
I wouldn't blame you.
Are they headed towards me? Does it look like?
They are aware that you are there.
Are they looking at me, or are they...
Roll a perception to see if they're looking at you.
Nat 20. No need to reroll.
Their eyes are constantly moving between you and Vera.
So I'm...
I'm going to have the Night Stalker stay put. With that Nat 20 perception, can I know if they, like, settle on me? And they're like, okay, I'm looking at between you two guys, I'm staying on you. And then, can I, like, ready a move action of the Night Stalker to just get out of here if they do that?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I'm going to do that then. I still want to see how this plays out. I might be able to, like, swoop somebody and take them with me and get them out of here. But also, like, I'm not risking myself.
Can we use the route to contact Orion and, like, it's how long has it been?
You also remember, they're, like, right on you. So, if, like, if you're in the it's like, Orion, quick, come teleport us out of here. They're like, they'll hear you say that.
Yeah.
But Omen wouldn't say that. We would say Omen. They don't know who that is.
They don't know who that is.
So.
They haven't seen him.
Adeshian of Phoenix looks up. So we're going to stop resisting arrests.
So if I make it completely dark in here, what is that going to do for me? The answer is no.
Vera?
I will end this. I will be like, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going
to... Are you going to put your hands up?
Just hands up, surrender?
The thing is, I'm like, I don't know what I could do in this situation. Everything else that I could do for myself, would it be, so I'm right here, right? The cliff is here.
Okay. I just jump into the ocean.
The thing is, David has a wind spirit.
Like, it's not the worst idea.
It's
not I'm gonna grab Damien,
That's probably what I would have done.
So you're gonna grab Damien and jump into the water.
Yes, but I can levitate.
And there's a wind spirit, and there's a fire spirit. And you know what that means? Jet shoes.
Is that what you're going to try?
Yes. I am gonna do that.
Okay, grab Damien.
Okay.
I'm gonna have you roll a strength.
I'm gonna roll a strength to, okay, whatever.
Grab people.
Oh, no, 20. I'm grabbing him.
Natural 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, whoa. You just okay. Grab him. So.
Yeah, you like bicep curl him?
I get my Mia trained.
So you're gonna run?
I'm gonna jump the cliff.
Okay.
Jump into the ocean.
I'm gonna use my levitation thing.
You're gonna use your storm core.
Yeah.
And Damien's also gonna use his storm core because he can't control two people. And what's the plan?
And I'm gonna have Damien be like, "Hey, use your spirit."
Uh huh.
Use your spirit.
Hey, he's gonna roll a nature.
That would've been tragic, what was it?
No, it's 19 plus
nature. Intelligence, I think.
You'll never catch me alive!
19 plus 5, so yeah.
Hey, baby!
So you're moving!
Yeah.
In the wind!
Yeah. Oh, my eyes are burning. Oh my god, I didn't think that would work.
Did it?
You gonna add some fire to that? Because you're also not moving that fast.
Okay, I'll add some fire to that.
Where are you pushing the fire at?
I'm gonna use all four of my extremities to try to navigate. What?
No, just
have some fire, Scarecrow.
That's a nature.
Oh, okay. Oh, my eyes burning. Wow, that is not. Let me see. So I don't get a point of inspiration? Jumping off the cliff.
I mean, if you get away, you'll get a point of inspiration.
Okay.
Because this is amazing. I love this. I love the idea. It's like, everyone here is under arrest. Let's go.
Hold on.
So there's two people currently fleeing. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. There's only one person left to capture one person.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to go after someone.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be even.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be odd.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to roll a D100.
Okay. Please, God. Please, I don't ask you for anything.
$59.
Oh, thank God!
I thought that I was even.
I was odd, yeah.
It's 59.
Yeah.
That's so odd.
They go after you.
Oh! I thought it was like in the favor!
No!
Sorry, Sam.
God, I'm so fucking
annoyed. Dude, we ate.
So if they're gonna be chasing after Vera, maybe. I'm gonna fly that way a little bit, because also I don't wanna go straight to the boat. So, I'm still going to be flying that way, generally.
Okay.
But also, like, 120 feet up.
And so, you hear, like, what sounds like a sonic boom as the person is right on top of you. And then you and Damien are, like, flying and, like, kind of floating. And the person's flew underneath you. And they're, like, looking down as they're looking up at you. And they're just like, and you notice the face of Sentinel. Known as the strongest druid in the world.
Never mind, I'm not fucking with anything remotely close to that. We're out of here.
You see that they're covered in like this like inky voidness? But they're looking at you and they're just like, so are you gonna pull over?
Give me a second.
Yeah, so I'm
Ruko, noticing that that's Sentinel, is just like, well, no one's after me right now.
Yeah.
I'll try and regroup with Fade and everyone else.
How, like, hurt she is. How she's doing physically with her inky stuff.
Can I beat her up?
I'm not trying to beat her up. I'm trying to see how much I can get away with.
You want to try using your fire? You want to try using your jets again?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
All these extra disappointing me. So I got a 10, I got a 12. Well, I got a 13 for my nature. Can I try speeding off?
Roll to help.
So ego's nature. Do I add anything to help or?
No.
So no.
Dang. See Damien. Damien helps.
Sweet.
See Damien's spirit. They also help.
Sweet. So that's a
2, 2, and then what did you score?
I think I have 13. That's four. I rolled a 12. Mm-hmm. So it was a 13, and then that's 17.
Okay. You activate the jets, and they're pushing off your arms and your feet. Are you gonna say anything?
You should probably. What I'm going to say is you should probably help the people that are still trapped in the cave. And that's the advice that I'm going to give. And I'm going to bail.
Pretty good.
So you scoot out further and you're heading west, away from Alexandria.
Away from Alexandria?
Yeah.
Oh. Alexandria's back this way. Just further over the ocean?
Yeah. And before you're out of their range, the person's gonna try to grab you.
Oh my god.
Roll against them.
You don't know what they add.
You don't know what they add. And it was what? A strength?
What'd you get?
I got 5.
In total?
Yes, in total.
I got 7.
That's unfortunate.
Can I have ego help?
Sure.
Damien, are you gonna
it went through with the thrust of both. You are currently moving.
Ooh, numbers.
So you're going 80, right?
Yeah, bad thing is, Ruka is now, a long time ago, started heading south. One sentinel showed up, so I'm... Especially with how fast you are, you've definitely gone outside of the range at which I could...
Have I? I honestly don't know how much the boosty thing is.
Even at 80 feet per or 80 feet per 10 seconds, it's like, you're still going this way, I'm going this way. That is gonna quickly...
Add up.
Yeah.
That's fair.
That is funny.
What?
I've had to say for you, if you ever figured out how to do the propulsion things from your feet and hands.
Yeah.
Additional 200 feet.
Oh, wow. Thank God.
You're speeding.
Nice.
You're... So you're off the map.
Sweet. I got away with it. I'm free.
And now it's time for me to get out of here.
Ivan, I, like, they saw your face.
Yeah, you know, I'm just not
You've been made.
I'm just going to do my best to explain my way out of it.
And so the person's sentinel circling back around to handle the people that are left on the cliff.
So I have a new combo for you.
That was a good distraction.
It's, while they're doing that, I want you to know I had a shadow mist times two, and since liquid form is my trait, Samael can also take liquid form.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to have us escape through the rubble, and since it's nighttime, once we put some distance between it, and they're like, oh, I don't know where they are, we go into, what do you call it? The hide action, and we get out of there. And that's my goal.
Hey,
real quick, I just need to comment on the fact of, like, the super villain level commentary that Vera just had in terms of, like, you could catch me, Sentinel, or you could save those people chained by the god of cruelty.
That was not my intention, but you're right. It does sound very suspicious, where it's like, yeah, you can chase me, or you can help the people that are actually suspended in the cave.
They took it that you did this.
Why would I do that?
They don't know you.
That's like the classic supervillain line. It's like, you can't catch me and save the innocents.
So, Asia, go ahead and try rolling.
Because admittedly, it's weird that you would know that they were there. And didn't save them.
We were dealing with a bunch of stuff.
They don't know that.
I got 13 to activate it.
Yes, it activates.
Cool. So that's 10 feet. And I get advantage on everything. It lasts 3 turns. So, we're going to activate the trait of liquid form for me and Samael. And we are going to use it to kind of get through the rubble, to lose them through the rubble. And once we're on the other, like, once we've escaped them the basic way, we're gonna use our, I'm gonna use Lilith's Traith Ash Camouflage since it's darkness. And since I have advantage on hiding in darkness, to scatter.
So all you and your spirits are separating from each other?
No, we're all together. We're working in conjunction.
That's okay, roll.
They're a team, and no one is left behind, except Ivan.
Wait, is this a roll for, like, activating the liquid thing, or is this a roll for hiding?
You already activated the liquid, didn't you?
Nice, so it's a roll for hiding.
Yeah. So I thought that was a one.
That was a nat one?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But here's the thing.
Do you have
here's
advantage?
The thing. I do have advantage, baby. Don't worry about me. And you know what? This thing sucks. We're gonna get the big boys in here. Not 20!
Impossible.
That is insane. That's my favorite thing on advantage. Is when you get a 1 and a 20.
So, yes, you're hidden.
Super hidden. Thank you, advantage. Thank you, boy.
And I'm not even gonna have you roll for the other things, because you're just super hidden.
Goodbye. Gone. Diabolics scattered. We didn't do this.
These are not the droids you're looking for. Yeah, I didn't see those.
And so Edition of Phoenix looks up at you because they're small.
How small are they?
They're like
5'1".
Damn. Okay.
Oh, that's hilarious.
You have a lot of explaining to do.
I can explain the best that I can.
And that's where we're going to end the chapter for today.
Well, thank you.